Now, I just wanted to ask you about this report. What would the economic benefits be of this clean stimulus package?
Well, there are three main benefits of this package that we've pulled together at WWF. The first and the most important is jobs. We know that unemployment is up. We know that unemployment is likely to be higher if and when stimulus measures like JobKeeper and JobSeeker are removed or reduced. And so it's essential that we see support for the creation of new jobs and support for existing jobs to be more secure. And so what we do in this report is identify a range of areas where governments can invest with the support of private industry, or indeed to unlock private industry investment, to employ many, many more people to deliver a low-carbon future for Australia. So jobs is the first one. The second one is unlocking that private sector investment and that I mentioned, and the package of five measures that we've identified would unlock about $10 billion, just under $10 billion of private sector investment. And then finally, it would, you know, doing these things, with these measures would come with additional benefits of lowering power bills. Input costs are really critical to keep down to ensure that our businesses and community organisations and households are able to survive the next few years. So wherever we can cut costs, that's a good idea. And one of the best ways to cut costs is through reducing power bills. That's both electricity and gas bills. And the way to do that is through energy efficiency and switching to renewables.
And you mentioned there that there's a couple of proposed measures outlined in the report. Now, I'm just having a look here that some of the measures include making all buses electric or making Australia a leading global battery manufacturer. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Sure. So the report that we commissioned from EY identified 12 great measures, and we've picked five of those at WWF and costed them up in detail. So the first one you mentioned is the electric bus revolution. Something that I didn't know before I started this project was that actually there are 10,000 people across Australia employed in manufacturing buses.
Okay.
But actually, we've only just seen this year the manufacture of the first Australian electric bus. So what we want to see is over the next few years, 500 new electric buses put onto Australian roads and in cities and towns around the country, and to grow the electric bus manufacturing sector in Australia. So over the next decade, we see another 10,000 people employed in bus manufacturing, but done in ways that are clean and good for the future, and set us up both domestically so that we have cleaner transport in Australia, but also with the potential to export electric buses to the world.
Now, the government's response to the renewable kind of post-COVID economic surplus, they've kind of indicated a preference for gas production instead to lead the country's recovery. And the Energy and Emissions Reduction Minister, Angus Taylor, has told the ABC that Australia is a world leader in renewables. However, we must balance these intermittent energy sources with reliable baseload power. What do you think about this? Do you think we can do both gas and renewables?
Well, I think that there's a huge opportunity for Australia in both renewables and storage. So let me talk to you about the battery program that we're putting forward.
Sure.
So Australia has some of the world's largest deposits of lithium, and lithium is a critical mineral for battery storage. And battery storage is being used for home batteries, for utility-scale batteries, and for electric vehicles around the world. We here in Australia have the highest rate of rooftop solar uptake in the world, so home batteries just make sense for us. So what we can do is, off the back of our rooftop solar boom, we can install a range of batteries, and we're proposing that that should be 100,000 batteries around the country, and that then in the process we can create a battery manufacturing industry, taking the lithium that we mine and turning it into batteries and then reprocessing at the end of the life. Now, batteries are one technology that is clean and zero emissions that enables us to have reliable firm power. So what we see is that in the future, we will likely see gas continue to play a role in our power sector, but it will be the same role or even smaller. So it's not like we need new reserves of gas to be opened up. We can meet our own demand with the existing reserves that are already pumping. And what we need to do instead is be investing in these other clean technologies like batteries and pumped hydro. And so that's why we're really excited about Tasmania, who has identified a range of pumped hydro options and is set a target of 200% renewables, which is a world-leading renewable export target. They want to generate double what they use in renewable generation and export it to Australia and the rest of the world. Wow. We think that is the way that all governments, federal and state and territory governments, should be going to ensure the future prosperity of Australia, as well as lower power bills and reliable power.
Wonderful. Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us.
No worries. Thanks for having me.